It was something about the women. My name is Kirsten. I am hosting today, and I share the mic with Sue and with Jane, and so grateful to be here and so grateful to have my co-hosts, because is that what we are? I think so. The coffee seems to be wearing off. It is really amazing, the synergy between the three of us. So yes, that's where we are. And it's a beautiful sunny day, looking out at the Tufts campus, and the station is here, and it's all good. So what did I just play? Well, as I mentioned, Thursday night was a big music night for me. I started out with Samantha Fish at the Wilbur, and then took the Red Line over to Harvard Square and hoofed it over to the Plow, where Double Down with Tom Baker was playing. And there was definitely an acknowledgement for Justine Kovalt. So that little set was, and Linda Vienz was there singing along with the song I just played. So what did I do? Well, I started with Justine and the Unclean, Heartache Knows Your Name. And that is from the recording Heartaches and Hot Problems. That is 2018, released by Rumbar Records. And then Linda Vienz, Shelter of Your Love. And that is from the tribute, Asa Brebner tribute recording, I Am Not Gone. And then Justine's, and I think that Linda Vienz's band, Girl with a Hawk, maybe is now supported with Rumbar, by Rumbar Records. I'll have to look into that. And then Justine's Black Threads. I love that band name so much. A nod to Johnny Cash and You and Me Against You and Me from Cheap Vacation. So yes, I'm going to continue on with music that I've heard here recently or that will be coming up shortly. Lisa Bastoni has a new recording out, and there is water. Water is a theme for the new recording. And so she had a show at Club Passim, and it was just a collaboration of a lot of talent. So I think I'm going to play some music, and then I'll come back and talk to you about her new recording and the collaboration that was all there. Just amazing that Club Passim is there over 60 years. And it was a sold-out show, which is just fabulous. So I'm going to start with, put up my volume here, a earlier collaboration of Lisa Bastoni. And yes, I will come back and explain all of this.
On the harbor, they don't shine for me. I am like a lost ship, drift on this sea of heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. You were mine again, my dear. I'm on a sea of tears, a sea of heartbreak. How did I lose you? Where did I fail? Why did you leave me? Always to sail in a sea of heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on a sea of tears, a sea of heartbreak. What would I give to sail back to shore, back to your arms once more? Come to my rescue. Come here to me. Take me and keep me away from this sea, the sea of heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on a sea of tears, a sea of heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on a sea of tears, a sea of heartbreak.
Oh, joy. Last night I heard the humming of the moon behind the trees, felt the warmth of California riding on the breeze, and I thought of you for the first time in what felt like centuries. And I don't even have your number now, but even if I did, I know I knew it by heart back when we were kids. If I had any feelings left for you, I'd keep them hid, 'cause I moved on and on. There'll be no walk down memory lane. There'll be no midnight call. For old time's sake, and I'm not slipping down that rabbit hole again. Were we singing in the streets, somewhere in Spain? Were we laughing in the hotel shower, running out of change? If that was really you and me, I don't know, I couldn't say. And don't you think that's strange? And the last time at the airport, you had your dark sunglasses on. I flew home to my mother's house and wrote you a song. And then I picked myself up, called a bus back to Boston, and I moved on and on and on. And there'll be no walk down memory lane. There'll be no midnight call. For old time's sake, and I'm not slipping down that rabbit hole again. And if by chance you cross my mind, it's only by mistake. It's like that old jean jacket that you lost in the lake. We couldn't see it at the bottom, we might assume that it's still there. Either way, I'm sure by now you got yourself a new coat to wear. But oh, how I loved you with an unprotected heart, and how you blew it wide open when you busted it apart. That was the best thing that you did. I can see that now. All I know is I moved on, although I don't remember how. There'll be no walk down memory lane. There'll be no midnight call. For old time's sake, and I'm not slipping down that rabbit hole.
Okay, so before I even go into that music, I want to shout out to Charlene Ford, who is tuned in. Charlene is such a fan of radio and so supportive. Always great to hear from Charlene, whether it's here or Mark Skin Radio. So, hello, Charlene. Thank you not only for tuning in, but texting me and letting me know you're there. It is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Saturday, and really lovely to just like enjoy this time listening to music. So as I mentioned, there are a few things about Lisa Bastoni. Last time I was on mic, she came into the station, which is no small feat because she was out in Western Mass. And so I really, really appreciate that. And it was just a joy to have her sitting across from me playing here live in the station, which musicians are apt to do. And not only is it a challenge to get here, but parking is also a challenge. And then hauling their instruments up a couple flights of stairs. So always appreciated. And so she was at Club Pacine and has this new recording out. Well, this show started with one of her lifelong friends and collaborators, Naomi Summers. And so they used to perform as Grey Sky Girls. So that's what I played at the beginning of this three-song set, their version of Sea of Heartbreak. And that is from their recording, Gray Sky Girls. Now, Lisa's most recent recording, On the Water, produced by Sean Staples, and Joy Comes Back is a Sean Staples song, and that version is performed by Ruthie Foster from a recording titled Joy Comes Back, and it's just such a powerful song that it has been really embraced by a women's shelter in Texas, and so it's taken on a whole history, a whole life of its own. Randy Arbo and Daisy Mayhem also do a cover as well. And then I ended with Lisa Bastoni, Rabbit Hole, and that is from The Wishing Hour. So at the performance, kind of toward the end of her performance, she got a little catch in her throat and was having difficulty finishing this particular song, Rabbit Hole. Now, I know that this is one of my favorite songs, and apparently is a favorite song of many others because the audience all stepped in and gave her the courage and sang along with her until she got through the song and then could catch her breath and take some sips of water and get her voice back and continue the show. And it was really just a powerful experience to be there and support an artist who has been playing for us all of these years. So there you have it. There are some more musicians who are going to be playing locally. So I have another 3-song set before I get into the Rainbow. As I mentioned before I started my show and I was talking to Mike Newman of Mike on the Mic. So I hope you enjoy this 3-song set, and I will come back on mic to let you know where you can hear these musicians, because the first one is coming up next week at the Burren on March 22nd. Here we go. We'll be right back. Okay, so as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, in the middle of the show, and anybody who's listened to my shows, I really enjoy playing musicians who are going to be playing locally in the near future. And so if you like what you heard, there are a couple of shows that you can go out and hear these musicians. So why don't I start with what I played, and then I'll let you know where you can hear these musicians. In that three-song set, I started with The Chelsea Curve, A Better Way. That is a single release from Red on Red Records, Justine Kovalt's label, from 2021. After that, Andrea Gillis, Land on Me, from the recording Ladies Love Thunder. And then Stars Like Ours, Better Every Day, also released as a single. So that is all coming up very soon, because on March 22nd at the Burren is a full show. And I believe it's a bootleg Dan Productions. I'm pretty darn sure of that. Mark Valentine is playing, who hails from the UK and is over across the pond playing some shows, and will be joined by The Chelsea Curve, Little Billy Lost, and special guest DJ Sherman. So that is at the Burren on March 22nd at 6 p.m. You can get your tickets. You can get your tickets online. The next night will be Andrea Gillis and Stars Like Ours, and that'll be at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge, and that is a 9 p.m. show. And then I want to put out a special shout out to a show that is on March 30th, The Cave Dogs, with special guests, Gymnasium at the Burren. That's a 7 p.m. show, because Melissa Gibbs is very, very involved with that. So I was trying to find something that really highlights her talent. I will have to work on that a little bit. They do play locally, and so it's really great to have, you know, women are not only on vocals, they are on drums and bass and lead guitar and all these other instruments that are in a band. And we tend to focus on the women vocals here on Something About the Women. But women are all over the place on stage. So I just want to put that out there. So I just saw Brian Young came in, said a howdy, and will be on at 1 o'clock with Crash Course for the Ravers. I did not ask Brian if he has a live guest. I will have to do that while I'm playing this next set. So this next set, I don't know why it occurred to me, it just somehow did, and I decided to do The Colors of the Rainbow. I don't think I'm actually scientifically correct, because I think I might be missing colors or have a little bit of overlap. And there's no pot of gold at the end, as Tom Ruprecht, who was here on Mic with Mike on the Mic earlier, suggested. So I'm going to have to hone this down a little bit. I am going to start out with the color purple. Here we go.
Doesn't leave a scratch of you.
beautiful, no answer. Thunder is she, it could be the snow. Wishes it could be as loud as she can be. These gifts are here for her, for you. Lose me on the printed page. Where to point?
This little yellow house has too many rooms, too many rooms, too many rooms. This little yellow house has too many rooms, and I sit all alone and cry. I had me a good man, Lord, I let him go.
Starting on my rainbow set just partway through. And I know that I'm not scientifically correct because I think there's an acronym out there to let you know what the colors of the rainbow are. And I am not following it anyway whatsoever. Rainbows elude me. I grew up in California. We do not have a lot of rain in California, so therefore we do not have very many rainbows. And I know that there's more rain here on the East Coast, but I always seem to be looking in the wrong direction, and people post all these amazing photographs of rainbows. I'm like, where was I? How did I not see that? But regardless, that does not stop me from doing a full set of songs that are kind of my version of the rainbow. And Charlene Ford is listening in, and I know there would be some obvious ones here. I'll say them along the way, but you know, expect the unexpected. So I started out with Purple People by Tori Amos from A Piano, The Collection. And then Sean Colvin, Round of Blues with Mary Chapin Carpenter from Fat City. And then Joni Mitchell, of course, celebrates color in so many different ways. I mean, one could play off the Blue Album. One could play Little Green Witches off the Blue Album or Big Yellow Taxi, but didn't do that, did I? Instead, I played Suzanne Vega, Institution Green from Days of Open Hand. And then Susan Werner with Yellow House from New Nonfiction. So I hope you are enjoying this somewhat rainbow-themed playlist. I'm going to continue with some PJ Harvey.
Wild, a happy chaos carried on an old man and streets that look like building sites. Piles of rocks, dust and smog could not block out a different light. When I returned, I ran to meet the monkey, but his face had changed. He stood before me on 2 feet. The track was now a long way.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay, so once again, coming to the end of this version of Something About the Women, and that was my Rainbow set. The last two songs I played were by PJ Harvey, The Orange Monkey from the Hope 6 Demolition Project, and then Amy Mann, just one of my favorite songs, Red Vines from Bachelor Number 2, or The Last Remains of the Dodo. And then, yes, consider adopting a dog. If you are thinking about adding another family member, please consider adopting. And so I am going to end this show kind of where I started off with some Bonnie Raitt. I am looking to see what to play because there's just so many options, right? But please stay tuned for Brian Young. Brian Young is in the house and has a great show lined up for you. And let's see. Oh, so many options for Bonnie Raitt. I'm going to go ahead and play. I know what I'm selecting. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being here. It is always a pleasure to host Something About the Women. And enjoy this fabulous weekend. And I will see you all in a couple of weeks.
Hey, everything okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
Honey. Hey, I'm here for you. Tell me about school today.
When kids can't find the right words, music can help them sound it out. Talk to the kids in your life